radio program specially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Welcome to Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, featuring stories that talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillared global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable developments. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives, UNFPA, Shabab Le Shabab, and Shanama. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we shall be having open discussion about sexual health. Everything you wanted to know about sex but afraid to ask. Later on the show, we shall also be hearing from some youth who shared their views about importance of testing and prevention of sexual transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS, to the young people. But before proceeding with our discussions, let's have a brief background on adolescent and sexual health. According to Save the Children, adolescence is one of life's most complex stages when young people take on new responsibilities and experiment with independence. When engaged, are supported, adolescents succeed and contribute to communities and families. When encouraged, they have the potential to change, navigate social norms, and pave a brighter future for themselves and their future families. Yet, as adolescents around the world enter puberty, taboos, discomfort, and fear prevent parents and other trusted adults from teaching relevant information to help adolescents navigate the complexities of their emerging sexuality. Global and national health indicators highlight the need to have a greater focus on adolescents. Complications from pregnancy, childbirth, and unsafe abortion are a leading cause of death for young women aged 15 to 19, and when girls give birth, there is also increased risk of death and disability to her newborn. Adolescents also have one of the highest rates of unmet need for family planning. Young people are at risk for contracting HIV, with 40% of all new HIV infections occurring in 15 to 24-year-olds. Sexual violence among adolescents, especially in humanitarian emergencies, also continues to pose significant risks to adolescents. Yet adolescents typically do not have access to high-quality sexual and reproductive health information and services. So now, what do you say about sexual health and young people, and everything you wanted to know about sexual health but are afraid to ask? To understand more on adolescent and sexual health, let's listen to some of the views of some youth about the importance of testing and prevention of sexual transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS, to the young people, and stay tuned.
Hello everyone, I'm Daddy Rufus Chom. The sicknesses which are hidden in our blood, specifically when we talk about like a sickness like HIV that has been conquering us for long, and then also hepatitis B, which is also a common disease which is affecting us here in South Sudan. Of course, with the testing, I would encourage my fellow youth to take testing as serious. So all of us should come for testing. We need to know our blood. The nurses are there to help us. So we need to come to know our status. And of course, when we know our status, we'll be able to plan for the treatment. We'll be able to get the proper treatment. And of course, for those ones who might, specifically when I talk about the HIV, for those ones who might be infected, maybe got positive, this is not the end of life. You should not think of like, say, this is already the end of my life. So there is always medicine, of course, ARV. You follow the instruction that's going to be given by the nurses and the doctors so that you live on no more with your life. So that's not the end of their life. So I will encourage everybody, we continue to know our status. Whatever the test that comes, we should always take positive part in it. So the way that, of course, briefly I could just say the way for the prevention for HIV is, of course, we all know, first of all, allow me to talk about the transmission first. Of course, we know HIV is always transmitted through blood, through sexual intercourse or sharing of sap needles. So, of course, as youth, we should know always that this disease can also be prevented. So we can it can be prevented by use of condoms or by abstaining, okay, by abstaining or not sharing needles or sharp objects with somebody who's already infected. And of course, the same thing with the hepatitis B. We should always, we know it's always transmitted through saliva or sweat. Yes, and of course, we can also prevent that. Of course, there are always vaccines for that. So you can also advise us, all the youth, to go for that test so that they get vaccine. They get vaccinated so that they will not fear of anything to do it. My advice to the young people is that let's always, because especially of these two diseases, they have really proved to be most dangerous here in South Sudan, specifically in like the HIV and the hepatitis B, which is most common now here in South Sudan. So I advise all the youth to go for the test. Should take it as a normal, but they should not get scared. Like when I go, they will find me. Maybe when I'm positive, then that will be the end of my life. So all of us should go to know our status. So that's my only humble advice to the youth of South Sudan. Thank you.
My name is Michael Gum. I am a youth from South Sudan. You know, as a youth, we have been pressurized or tempted, you know, to involve in a sexual activities. So it is good to go for a blood test. Blood tests help doctors to check for disease and condition. Number two, blood testing help check the function of our organs. You know, our bodies are made of different organs, and if we fall sick, these organs are being, the function of the organs are not okay. So it is good for us to check our blood test so that the doctors can detect if one of our organs is not working properly. Also, blood tests help doctors evaluate how well organs such as kidney, liver, thyroid, and heart are working or functioning well. So that is what I can say about the importance of a blood test for us, we use of South Sudan. Yeah, there are many ways of preventing HIV/AIDS. As a use, you can use a condom, or the proper use of condom can prevent the spread of HIV. Number two, the testing itself. So it is good to have a test that can prevent HIV. Also, if our traditional can allow it, you can have a monogamy. You can be a monogamous to have one wife if the culture could allow it. So to have one wife can help us prevent HIV. Number three, if you have many girlfriend or many sexual partners, you need to reduce the number of your sexual partners. Also, you do not abuse an alcohol. You know, we use, many of us are staying idle without a work or going to school, like the corona has now prevent us to go to school. So most of our youth succumb to drug abuse. So do not abuse a drug. If you don't abuse a drug, you also prevent the spread of HIV. So do not abuse alcohol or drugs. For those who are listening to me now, you know, to prevent yourself from contracting HIV, you need to follow these procedures that you abstain from sex. You use what you call ABC, abstain, be faithful, and use of condom.
Yes, my name is Namwang James Odiela. So actually, it is very necessary for us as a youth of this country to go for blood tests. The reason as to why we go for blood tests, for you to know your health status. So one of the best way why people go for tests, so your blood should be examined exactly for you to know your body, is it really functioning? So do you have typhoid, or you have malaria, any other kind of disease? So if you go for blood test, you will know which kind of disease do you have in your body. That's why it is very necessary for us as the youth of this country to go for blood tests. Another thing also why you go for blood tests, for you also to know the amount of blood in your body. So if you have a lot of blood, so it is like you experience the so-called blood pressure. So blood test help for you to know exactly whether you have HIV AIDS, you have gonorrhea, you have syphilis. So it can be detected through blood tests. So that's why it is very necessary for us, the youth of South Sudan, to go for blood test. So the most important thing why we go for blood test, as I said in the beginning, it is for you to know whether you have this chronic illness. So the moment your blood is taken, is tested, so you actually know how to deal with those diseases that you are detected through that blood test. So that's why it is very important for us as a youth of this country to go for blood tests. So this is the point that I can talk. So in fact, HIV-AIDS, first of all, HIV stands for Human Immune Immunodeficiency Virus, and AIDS itself is acquired immune deficiency syndromes. So the ways how we can prevent ourselves from getting HIV is like this. First of all, you should use ABC methods. A stands for abstain. So to abstain, it means that for you as someone who is still single, you should abstain from sex until you get your partner, until you marry. So B, it is like be faithful to your partner. Like if you know for sure that you have a wife, there's no need for you also to go and cheat on your wife. You should always stick on her. There's no reason for you as a youth who has a wife to go outside there to go and cheat on your wife. So as you go outside there to go and cheat, you may maybe acquire the disease from outside there, and at the same time, you transfer the disease to your own partner. So that's why the meaning of being, be faithful to your partner. And C stands for proper use of condom. I think all of us as the youth of this country, we know how to use condom. So like, if you feel like to perform or do that things, you should actually use the condom properly. So there are those other youth here in this country who doesn't know how to use the condom. Before you use the condom, you should first check the condom itself. Is it having some holes? Oh, does it fit? How do you put it in your organ there for you to use it? So don't just pick the condom and you just insert it in your organ, then without checking it, it is properly or it is well managed, because there are those other condoms which are expired. So as you put, maybe it will develop. As you go and perform, it will burst out. So it will lead you to get the disease. Another way also, as the youth, to prevent HIV, you should also go for blood tests for you to know exactly, do you have that virus or do you have that HIV AIDS? So as you go for test, you will know, okay, today I'm now maybe I'm positive or I'm negative. So the moment you know that you are positive, you will be given a lot of advice. The health personnel will advise you, now you are positive, so you should take this drug, do like this, do like this. So another way also, as the youth of South Sudan, for us to refrain from this HIV AIDS, because majority of the youth who are outside there, they misused, they abuse alcohol. Alcohol here in South Sudan is the root cause that led the youth to get this HIV AIDS. So the moment you become maybe drunk, because in the place where people are drinking, so there are a lot of people, you find youth, women, because whenever you are drunk, because the mind will not mind of anything. So at the moment when you are drunk, you know, on the other side, maybe the woman also will be drunk. So you will now begin to convince each other. Then at that moment, so you will be in a position to get that HIV AIDS. So another thing also for us to prevent the spread of this AIDS in this country, in South Sudan, like in other tribes, if it's necessary for someone like to marry many women, as you marry many women, that's a way for you to get HIV. So that by this, you should marry only one wife. And that one wife, you should stick to her. Not only men, there are those other women also, other ladies. The women, they know that they are married. So they still go and cheat on their husband. So as you go and cheat, you will bring that AIDS to your husband, which is not good. For us as the youth of this country, you should practice how to marry one wife. If you marry one wife, you will not have any other problem. So the other thing also on how to prevent this HIV AIDS, there's also this thing here, like this economic hardship. If you know that if you don't have anything, don't put the fact that like someone who has money will come and maybe convince you that if you love me, I will give you this money so that it will help you. You don't know the health status of that person. So as such, yeah, at that situation, you may accept, you may sacrifice yourself. Little did you know that is this person safe at that time, at that moment you'll get that virus, the HIV virus. So these are some of the things for us, the youth outside there, we should put into our brains. So this is what I have. My final message to the youth and me specifically, you know, this AIDS here, it kills, but people come with the slogan that HIV doesn't kill. They know those other diseases that kill quick. So my final message to you as the youth of South Sudan, we should always be faithful. Be faithful to a partner. Like, there are very many youth outside there who haven't yet married. Like, it says, abstain. You should abstain from sex until you get your own partner. If you get your own partner, you be faithful to her. So I think this is my final message as a youth of this country. Thank you.
Those were views of some youth about the importance of testing and prevention of sexual transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS, to the young people. For a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Gwolo Santos Duku, a project officer for Shabab Le Shabab, and Alimo Anna, HIV/AIDS, TB and Malaria Program Officer for OK Foundation, which is also a member of Shabab Le Shabab. You are most welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now to start with straight away, what do you understand by sexual health? Anna, I can start with you.
First of all, how I understand sexual health is simply someone, it's just the ability to embrace yourself sexually as a person every day of your life. Like, as a human being, you feel like, yes, this is my body, I'm taking control of it. So you know yourself and you just accept you who you are, mentally, physically, emotionally. You embrace just who you are. It's simply, that's how I understand it.
Okay, Santos, do you have something you need to add on that?
I think I don't have time. Something that is right, much different from what she said.
Okay. So now, why is sexual health important to the teenagers? Santos, I can start with you. Maybe if Anna has something, she'll add on later.
Okay. Thanks. By the name is Gwolo Santos Duku, as the host has introduced. The importance of sexual health to teenagers, okay, we will take it for teenagers, though it's important for every human being who is above, let's say, the teenage and the adult. The importance for the sexual health is it sets you free from the risks that you would have gotten when you have unhealthy sex. And these risks could include, contracting STDs, Those are the sexually transmitted STIs, sexually transmitted infections, then contraction of, let's say, HIV or AIDS. And also we have an intended pregnancy, which some people can call it unwanted, but I term it as an intended pregnancy because it might be wanted but not intended at that very time. So, and other one is when you don't, let's say, manage well your sexual health, meaning you can, it can lead to loss of life, because when you contract a disease, you will you obviously have to die, because some other diseases do not have treatment, though they have treatment but they don't have cure. And also, let's say, when young girls get pregnancies, it might intend to bring, I mean, let's say they might lose their lives when they get to the time of production, because their body are not yet ready to have that. And the other thing could be it leads to school dropouts, because when you let's say a girl gets pregnant, because mostly I will take it like it's mostly affects the girls, because when you take the statistics from sub-Saharan Africa and Asia, the most sexual active teenagers are the girls. But when I think it gets to like the American side, it's male. But for African side, it mostly affects the girls. So, meaning, if they don't, if they're not taught well about their sexual health, they will be affected with the issues that I've put ahead. The unintended pregnancies, which may lead to drop out from school, also contracting STIs and HIV, and also like losing life.
Okay. So, Anna, is there anything you need to add?
One of the reasons, one of the main important things that I think it's important to know about sexual health as a teenager. In this case, as a teenager here at home here in South Sudan, children don't know, they're not well educated about their rights. As a teenager, when you know about your sexual health and you know your sexual rights, you get to know, you're like, no, I am not mature to be having sex at this time. So at this time, I can't be able, if you're not having sex at this time, you're not going to end up pregnant, you're not going to end up contracting HIV. So it empowers you to know your rights. That's one thing. And then it also gives you more knowledge to know, like, yes, I'm developing. As a teenager, you're growing. You have very many feelings. Lots of things are happening in your body. The importance of sexual health is also it gives you more knowledge about what is happening in your life. And those developments that happen, they are normal. Teenagers don't usually come up openly and tell you, yes, I'm feeling this and this and this and that. They don't come up that like that. But sexual health, listening to programs like this, makes teenagers get to know things that in that they'll be able to come up. Maybe they can come to their parents and ask a question if there's something they want to ask about. And all these are done in sexual health, which is very helpful.
All right. Awesome. Now, what are some of the risks of sexual relationship among young people, Santu?
Yeah, I think they are more or less like the risks that I've mentioned in the initially. The main one, I would take like this, the STIs. That one is a key risk. Then HIV and AIDS also is a key risk. Unintended pregnancy. Because this unintended pregnancy, when we take to our cultures in South Sudan, it drives you to more things. It might lead you to, like, let's say, an early marriage, because we have cultures that when a girl gets pregnant, it obviously has to be sent to the boy's house. So that is obviously like a marriage. That might be an early marriage or a forced marriage. So that's one of the risks, that if a girl or if the teenagers are not exposed or they are not given knowledge about the sexual health, then they would have to succumb to those. Then we could also have this the mortality rate, death, because mostly when a girl gets pregnant when she's young, she's always exposed to a lot of risks. Maybe she cannot hold the baby. She can have a lot of infection that comes alongside that.
All right. Now, coming back to you, Madam Anna, especially, you're someone who is concerned with a sexual infection like HIV AIDS.
Yes,
which is common among the young people. Now, how can teens improve their sexual health?
Teens can improve their sexual health in so many ways. First of all, a teenager should try as much as possible to abstain and stay away from sex. Concentrate and stay in school and try to abstain away from sex. But for those that are not able to abstain, my advice is to always and always use condoms. Mm. Condoms are, you will, even if you use like family planning to prevent the unintended pregnancy, you are not preventing the HIV. But the condom will help you to prevent the HIV. So my other advice is to use condoms and know how to use them. Mm. There is also proper use of condoms, because one might be able to use a condom and not use it properly. When you hold a condom with Vaseline or something, it will end up breaking. Eventually, what you're preventing, you end up getting it. And teenagers should also, as teenagers, you can join groups in school, make form clubs where you get to know more about sexual health. Make clubs, have peer groups, and these ones that are going to be able to educate you more and guide you in very many ways. That's what I think.
Okay. Anything, Santu, to add on that?
Yeah, I think she has talked it at the perception of what a youth can do. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will add on a perception of what the community can do to the youth, mm-hmm. To help them improve on their sexual health. I think they need that counseling, and they need to be talked to openly. So this one can be done most likely in schools or in communities, because these are the two locations where you can find the teenagers. If you don't find them at school, then you can find them in communities. If they can have, let's say, sex clubs, these teenage clubs at school or even in the communities, the best way of communicating the things could be even when they perform out dramas or some other games they do, and they talk about it. So it will help them understand about sexual health and understand how they can improve on their sexual health as teenagers.
Okay. Now, something quick. Do you think it's very important for parents to teach their teenagers about sex? Is it something normal or it's not?
At a current context, it's normal. Though initially it was when you begin to tell someone about sex, they take it like you're trying to train someone to have sex.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we had some experiences when we used to have some MHM trainings, because you reach a community where a mother of a girl, doesn't even like to see you demonstrating how they put on a pad for her girl. And you get to wonder, how will the girl get to know how that pad is put on? So when it also comes to when I was doing something with condom ambassadors, you go, but when you talk about it, they feel like you're trying to teach people how immorality and other things. But in the actual context, is you're trying, we are hiding it, we don't know about it. But yet we know about it. Okay, because one time I tried to ask someone, if you think these girls or these boys at 14 and 16 are too young to be told this, why are they getting pregnant? Mm. And because if they are getting pregnant, then they know about sex. So what they have to know is how safely they can have it. Yes, we may not advocate for them to have sex at that age, but what if they can't hold it? Then the best way is you use a condom. And the good thing is condoms are not given the sanitary pads in South Sudan. At least there are many locations where you can find free condoms in South Sudan, in these government hospitals and the other organizations in Shabab Le Shabab. Most of the organizations that are members of Shabab Le Shabab, the 10 organizations, have condoms in their offices. We have distribution points where at least it's accessible and it can help out for some teenagers. And we as youth, we can talk to our fellow youth, yes, and teenagers also. But also the parents at home should not sit back. They have to talk to their children, because charity always begins at home.
Okay, great. Now, as experts, why is comprehensive sexuality education very important to young people, especially here in South Sudan?
Yeah, comprehensive sexual education is important in that it goes deep. In this case, a child is able to know very many things. They will get to know that they will understand the importance of condom use, which probably they, in comprehensive sexual education, you go deep and give all the advantages of certain things, how it's done and everything. So it's important here in South Sudan because, like, we hear other things are like, when like, let's say a child, it's not normal to see, to find a girl saying, I want to go and buy pills. They'll find it bad. They'll find it weird to go and buy pills. It's also weird. We feel weird saying, like, I want female condoms. Yet these are things that you should be able to get because you know that it's important for my life. So sexual education will be able to make you understand that this condom, actually using it, is important for me. It's going to be able to help me, keep me safe, and keep me alive. It's sexual education also helps in... It will eventually, in the long run, help in reduction of STIs, and especially with HIV and AIDS, which is very rampant here. It covers 40% of the youths.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Santos, anything about comprehensive sexuality education?
I think it's more than important. I wish all schools incorporate it in their curriculums, or even let's say the ministry. Though it's within the ministry, the curriculum of the ministry, I think, of education. So, but now we wish all schools put it into action. At least they should be having that session where they try to teach them. Yeah, we look at it like, at a cultural concept, you might take it like it's immoral, but in a long run, it's not immoral. You're trying to tell them the real color of what it appears is. You know, we're trying to cover something. Something is red, but you're trying to tell someone it's brown because you don't want that person to really know it's red. So it's good to have this sexuality education in this comprehensive sexuality education in schools, because this one, let's say to teenagers, not only in schools, to teenagers, and I would exceed it like actually to even youth, yeah, just youth in general. Because one thing is if they know, the whole concept of sexual health, then meaning they will have to track down the risks that they would have got with the sexual health. Like, when they understand about it, no one will be pregnant when she has not decided to be. No one will, because when you get pregnant, most likely in most of the schools, if not all, but what I know is when you're pregnant, you can't be in a secondary school or you can't be in a primary school. So this is where the teenagers are. So it will reduce the school dropouts. And when it reduces the school dropouts, meaning we are trying to hike in the level of literacy in our country. And also, since literacy is a part of an economic development, so we also, it's like trying to raise on the development in the community. So also it will, the other sexually related violences, it will also like try to track down these sexual related violences. When you talk freely, you know, sometimes when someone is told something sex is there, but maybe you're not yet ready for that, it will be, but when you tell someone, then you tell the risks of getting, if you get to it, what would be the risk, then this person might be in might get protected to that. But when you keep quiet and you don't tell them the dangers of having sex early or the other assorted risks that are there, then this person will go blindly, and that person might knock up to get the risks that were in alignment of that sexual health.
All right. Thank you so much. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. And that was Gwolo Santos Duku, a project officer for Shabab Le Shabab and Alimo Ana HIV/AIDS, TB and Malaria Program Officer for OK Foundation, which is also a member of Shabab Le Shabab, speaking. You have heard a lot from them, and now our studio lines are open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986 to share your opinion. We are talking about sexual health, everything you wanted to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask. Feel free to share because the show is especially for the youth to learn from one another, and it's our talk. So now let's talk. I read you.
Hello, Mahab.
Hi, Mahab. It's Magmunu. Tell me when.
It's
Magmunu. Mahab, say it. Shukran said it's a bit ma musharakta. Did you get what he's saying?
Yeah, I got what he's saying. What I would like to tell our brothers a bit, this awareness, okay, we're doing it how now here in Juba, but we're having an intention because iRadio goes further than Juba. So meaning we are not only doing it in Juba. That's the first point. To be like getting the awareness also in the grassroots. We have 10 organizations that form up Shabab Le Shabab, and they have operations in the regions. We have been doing these condomized activities. I was in Rumbek last November. We did the condomized awareness in Rumbek. The other time, our colleagues were in Torit and the sites of Maridi, Yambio. We are not only doing it in Juba. We're trying to do it up to the regions. And also to come to, he emphasized on free condoms. I think there are more places where you can get free condoms, most likely when you get to Juba. With the references here in Juba, if he needs a condom, if anyone needs a condom, you can get to our offices in of OK Africa Foundation, Gudele Road, just adjacent to Nilepet. Is there was a storage building on your right hand when you're getting there. It's on the first floor. You'll get the quantity of condom that you need. We give freely. And we also give to other institutions. Sorry, I'm going to mention it, though it's you're in the same same business. We have others in CTFM in Munuki. We distribute from there. That's a distribution point. We put to other locations, in the radio stations that we communicate with and accept to people to pick from them, and other more organizations. So if any person is in need of the free condoms, I think from now I can give the contact that they can contact us on. Then they can get the free condoms. And the number is 0929773506. That's my own number. I have the condoms if they need them.
All right. Thank you so much, Santu, for that information. Say, BT, you got the contact already, so don't go and buy a condom. You can go and get the free one you want. Let me pick this. iRadio.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Simple Man. I'm a brother.
Oh, Simple Man. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Welcome.
I hope you have reached early this morning. I find you there.
That was another program.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks for the program. You know what? Our youth are not, they don't like condoms. And last week I told you that we need to educate them for them to use condoms. Because you see now, under 18s are involved in sex. And all these sex, we like, okay, if you say we want to use condom, they will say no. Am I a prostitute? do I look like I'm not your type, so that you suspect me? We should use a condom. Mm. All those language are affecting our youth to get involved with it, because of some diseases like gonorrhea and syphilis. Mm. So, what is your role? My question is, what is your role to stop this and to drive youth to use condom, and to aware them that using a condom before you get married with your girlfriend or your partner, it is good than not using condom at all. Question number two goes like this. They say smoking reduces sex duration. Is it true or is it not true? Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Simple man. What can you tell a simple man about these two questions?
I think let me begin up with the first question, like, what is our role to make youth understand, like, condom is a good preventive measures to use? Yes. The first role is what we are doing right now, and I think it's justifiable that we are doing the awareness. We are trying to let them understand, okay, if they need to have sex, then condom is good, because I think if there are side effects, they are too minimal that sometimes they are not visible in most of the people, or they are not realized in most of the people. Mm-hmm. So using condom is the best way to go, because it has a triple protection. That is the HIV and AIDS, then the other STIs and unintended pregnancies. So the other role that we're doing, we have initiatives. We have had Condomize, Don't Compromise, and it has been going viral in Juba, and it has reached to most of the regions and the states. I think I personally, I used to have regional visits. I used to go, like, sometimes to Torit. I used to go, but at least in every trip I go, I go with a box of condom that contains 5,700 something pieces of condoms, and I was happy enough one time in Nesitu at the checkpoint, when they asked me what are these. I told them these are condoms. What are they for? I told them they're used in sex. Then, in the long run, they were first rude to me, but in the long run, when they understood the whole concept about it, they asked me, the person in charge asked me about whether I could give him a box of a condom. Then I said, it's okay. I just picked a box, I gave them. So his boss, I think the commander, was also far from his office. Then when he saw the other one was given, he called that person aside. This person came also and called me. I said, my boss also wants some. Then I said, okay, I picked five boxes, I gave to them. So this is the role that we are having. It's very difficult for some people to hold it publicly, but in the long run, I think they will get used to. Like, some of us also didn't think we could do that, but me, as long as I can have them in my house, I can have them in my office, I can have them in my bag when I'm moving. So when someone asks me, let's say 75% of the times I have the condoms, and I can tell you why I should be having them. Not necessarily that I need to use them, but I need to give the person who needs to use them for protection.
Okay. Now,
then the other thing, I think, for smoking, yeah, actually, that cigarette, because he didn't specify whether smoking cigarette or bangi or shisha or other thing, but they are all drugs. So
yes,
drugs affect people differently sometimes. I may not be much into the technical part of it, but that's what I know. Even alcohol alone, most of the drugs affect, they can affect you, but not every person that is affected in the same way.
All right. Thank you so much. Lekulu Mustemeinta is a radio de Fursa Takia Santa Biag der Sherik Fibarnamik der Zone 72 Youth Program wa Annabi Wonusu Fogo Saha Al Jinsir kan Ita Sabab Ita Bamulu Shunu Ashan Hafisu Saha Al Jinsir Aukaman Rayataki Sunule Sabab Asan Umon B. Hafisu Masaha Al-Jinsir, the Bagder Sherik Tuwali. Feel free, I have experts with me inside the studio. If you have any question concerning sexual health, anything you want to know about sex, you can ask the question straight away. Or if you have advice for the young people concerning their sexual health, you are as well welcome. I read you.
Miss Alone?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, you're talking to Michael from Yambio.
You're welcome, Michael. How's Yambio today?
Yambio is very cold. The weather is very calm.
Welcome.
Yeah, the topic of today is very interesting. It's very nice. I'll just take the interest in that because one of my roles, I am a reproductive health officer. Okay. I work with youth and the Department of Family Planning. You know, the most common challenge our youth have is they feel shy to ask for detail about themselves, especially health, sex, to hold the condom in the public. It becomes a challenge to them. They feel shy sometimes to take, especially girls. I don't know that it's very, very important for their health and for their way of being. My only question to the guest in the studio is, are they moving from state to state, and what are they doing in order to make sure that the youth are having that concept of having safe sex and healthy sex in functioning?
All right. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
All right. You can answer, Michael.
Okay. Let me I think, try to, okay, answer maybe. Anna will add on something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are trying to move from states to states, and we are also urging everyone to join us because it should be a collective responsibility of every youth from other sides. We might be having a limited reach, but if you raise up a hand from far, then you help us and we help each other. I think the best we can give is we have the condoms. Let's say we have the female condoms and the male condoms. Though it's unfortunate, there are very few female who understand even a female condom. There are very few female, and the few who understand, there are very few also who uses the female condom. Mm-hmm. Which I would urge is it's better you have it as part of your packages in your wallet. Initially, we used to say that, okay, female bags you're not supposed to handle and some things, because they used to hide other things like the sanitary pads and other things. Also, apart from the sanitary pads that you might put in your bag, you can put a condom. It does not mean that you are going for sex, but just in case you have that emergency, then you're supposed to use it. Oh. Because someone might come in, and that person will obviously say, I don't have it. Then you say, okay, I have it. Let's use it.
All right. You still have the chance to call, not forgetting that you are listening to Zone 72 Youth Program, and this program comes your way every Saturday at exactly 4 p.m. with me, Winnie Eric, and let's talk about sex. Ask the questions. Anything you want to know about sex, you can ask. Oh, as a young person, how can you improve your sexual health? You can as well share. Or if you have any advice for the teenagers concerning their sexual health as well, you can share your contribution. I read you.
I read you.
Yes, please. Your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Angela Belazisawat. I'm from Nareng, and I want to peace all of our people of South Sudan.
Okay. Welcome.
The selling the Nasuba on us. Well, Kuluna is the University then. I was a demand to Rah of the Tazim of Salam and William Kulam went to Bush.
0922986986. SMS line is 0913986986. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Joseph from Kansas. Ana tamam ana galde joseph min kanto
marhab joseph
yalla ana kandara ana istimalan sa tarata mu shi lanu zani da bugo zuniya ha zuniya da kun sokar wuta ka ban zal kabir wuta ba da stadium wuta ki stadium zuniya aka shek da ke zal kabir ita ba mu shi no shani da mabe
All right, Sukran.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Amunkin hajalana bagde nugulaga al Joseph. Asasan lo iti yirifta iti zol al kabiru umura kabir min alay mitabid. Ma amunkin temshi la la bid al sahir. Dama haja insani. Ma amunkin le iti temshi la yida la zol al umura ken. Shin temshi la yida. Da lo Allah lo jaif modu bit al ayan ma okay ma gaid ferish I mean ferig min al jana sahir wala zul kabir lakin al haja wala amma haja ma mumkin temshi le bit al sahir o it zul kabir o ma mumkin temshi la the way that sahir o it mar al kabir mumkin temshi le zul al fi al umrak o zul al akbar mumkin min tamanya min 18 sana taban ganuniyan o ma ayde o ma ayde babab galo
okay Joseph, Ita Asuma, Joseph, you've heard it. Seriously, when you know a girl is very young, still a teenager, and you are that old, why do you go for that girl? She's like your daughter, so let's stop that. Let's stop that. I read you.
Hello.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Anna David. I'm Anna.
Marab Twali David.
I care to play here.
We're seeing.
يلا أنا كم سمعت برنامج بتاعكم وبرنامج بتاعكم يعني تمام سلس
شكرا
يلا أنا كنت أدرس السؤال واحد يعني الزول مثلا بيكون مريض بمرض يعني الأعراض بتاعه ده بيبدأ كيف أو ده هل أنا ما بيبدأ أفهم
أوكي شكرا
Okay, yes. David is trying to ask about signs and symptoms. He says signs and symptoms, so he's talking about if someone who is sick. I think that's one of the challenges we're having. We cannot say out something openly. I think he was intending HIV and AIDS, so he's just saying that this is... what are the signs and symptoms? So this is one of the challenges that we are getting. Someone cannot come out and say, okay, this is, or something like that. So I think Anna will tell him about the signs and symptoms of HIV.
All right. The signs and symptoms with HIV, it's a process. It comes in different stages. In the first stage, we call that a symptomatic stage, where you do not have any signs and symptoms. It's just developing within you. You will have some lymphadenopathies, whereby you have lymph nodes like swelling up and all that. Mm. But there is nothing that shows you have the HIV. That's like a first stage. Then we have the second stage, whereby as it's developing, it keeps on going. The second stage, you will have like some skin rashing, some loss of weight, some diarrhea and all that. It keeps on going. By the third stage, it's advancing. Other diseases are coming in like TB. You know, we have cryptococcal meningitis. And then by the time people feel like this person is HIV, having HIV in this state where we call it like the fourth stage, that's where someone is wasted. They have really lost a lot of weight. They are really like looking bony. That's what people call HIV. But the person has HIV in different stages and it's a long process.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, can I supplement on something? Yeah. However much, because she has talked about it has stages. So what I would emphasize, because we can't see it with the naked eye. So the easiest way and the best way to do is have routine checkups. Yeah, it's your own body. Just get that routine checkup. You might not have had sex outside, but you have a partner who has had it outside, or you might have shared some sharp needles. So it's not a crime always. Just get to where there's testing, because most of the testing areas in the government facilities are free. Or if you can't go there, you get to these commercial places, then you get tested and you have to understand your status. It will help you plan for your health.
All right, That's so great. Now, what is your last remark to your audience? Like your last message to your listener?
My message to the listeners as an HIV program officer is HIV is real. Do not, ladies feel like when they see me with a condom, they will either call me a prostitute or I love very many men or, you know, feel free as a woman, as a man, it's your right to good health. Be able to carry your own condom. It's okay to have a condom. It's your health. Take empowerment as a person to be able to protect your life. That's the message I'm giving to everyone. Because HIV is real. And if you do not protect yourself, you're going to end up having it. HIV testing helps in prevention of HIV in such a way that if you go and get tested, you will know that I have HIV, I'll get treatment. Mm-hmm. If you are tested and you don't have HIV, you will know, okay, now that I am safe, let me carry out safe sex. Let me do out these things like this to keep myself safe. Mm-hmm. If I've been with this partner and I've tested that I'm still negative and I'm sticking with this partner, stay with that partner and keep safe because HIV is real.
All right, yes. And Santo, what is your last message?
Okay, thanks for the opportunity to say my last message. Let's say my last message for this time, because I'll still be alive, I'll say other messages later. Okay, okay. For now, I think I'll emphasize on ABC. They have to abstain, mm-hmm. Because we are up to the teenagers for now. There's no reason why they should hurry for sex. They will still have sex for the rest of the lives that they will be living. So they should not hurry for it. It's not something that is that much that you can't stand for. I mean, you can't wait to have it in the future. So if at all you feel you can't hold the feelings, or the other best way is use of the condom. It will protect you in several ways, just like we tried to put it initially, which the most one is protects you from HIV and AIDS. Then the other one is it protects you from unintended pregnancies. And the other one is some other assorted sexually transmitted STIs that are always accumulating in numbers. They keep on growing. Initially, we used to know of syphilis and gonorrhea, but now we have in hepatitis and other things again. So it's better just... It's only one gun that and one bullet that can shoot all these three birds, which is a condom. Mm. Yeah, and feel free to ask for condom. Just call it a condom. Don't say that rubber thing, something like that.
Okay. yeah, all right. Thank you so much. Dear listener, if I didn't pick your call, do not worry. We shall continue with the same program the coming Saturday. And youth can always send us questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 0922-009-497. And the hotlines include for GBV is 623, COVID-19 is 6666, adolescent health immediate is 885. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled sexual health, everything you wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask. And my guests in the studio were Gwolo Santos Duku, a project officer for Shabab La Shabab, and Alimo Anna, HIV/AIDS, TB, and Malaria Program Officer for OK Foundation, which is also a member of Shabab La Shabab. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
Yao sabele de ay 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 why 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 kelina sadu woman to live in a happy life kelina sadu woman they have the future of tomorrow we were just a deep gun jena suker diamond bigore we were just anagan jena suker diamond deni pitap kanina ma beside the woman Munu tani beside the woman Anina ya beside the woman Ya kwani ye
I want to go to school Me, I want to go to church and pray When I grow up, I want to be like Dr. John Garang
Yalde, ya umustabal sabele de ay ay ay